Part 3. In this part of the test, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. Each talk lasts about 2 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in the space provided. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one which best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear segment 1.
Scientists are exploring the ability of good people to bounce back from bad situations. What they are learning may affect your health, wealth, and happiness, and even how long you live. The key, it seems, is a quality called resilience, the ability to get through, get over, and thrive after trauma, trials, and tribulations. Here to talk to us about current research into the area is Ellen Scheffler, a behavioral psychologist. Ellen, instead of asking why bad things happen to good people, researchers are now turning their attention to how good people can best overcome bad events or situations. Where does this quality come from? What does make a person resilient?
Well, our research shows that one of the most important components of resilience is the ability to be and feel connected to others. In studies of children who have come from abusive home situations and then gone on to lead successful, happy lives, almost all studies found that it was an adult or mentor outside the immediate family, a grandmother, a minister, who gave the resilient person a sense of being loved and important. Other important traits that our research has identified include capabilities such as intelligence and problem solving, plus having a mind that is accustomed to asking questions. We've also determined that the people who are most resilient have a learning reaction, not a victim reaction to bad events.
What direction is current research moving in today?
The question that most of us are interested in is whether resilience can be learned, or whether it's a phenomenon made up of many different protective factors, such as personality, environment, and plain old luck. Some researchers believe that there is no question that some individuals start with the benefit of genetic predisposition. Some people come into the world with a physical hardiness and calmness, as opposed to an easy excitability or irritability. That certainly makes resilience easier. But more and more of my colleagues believe that resilience can be fostered through programs that help people tap into their innate resilience.
I've read that such resilience training is being done not only with individuals nowadays, but with groups.
That's right. Some researchers are finding that resilience training can even help a company's bottom line. According to the executive of one company where employees get training in personal resilience and relationship-building skills, in the past, if someone hit a disruption in their life, say a divorce or a family illness, the company would lose them for several months. But not anymore. Resilience training helps employees get back on their feet. It helps them become stronger and reintegrate more creatively. Not only has productivity gone up and sick leave gone down, but people say it has changed their lives. It's made a huge difference.
Fascinating. Certainly, in today's difficult job market and in a world of increasing job insecurity, resilience must be a good thing to have.
Absolutely. It's a must in today's difficult world. A recent poll conducted by one of America's largest corporations found that more than half of all American workers have been downsized, have worked for a company that has merged or been bought out, or have moved to a new city for employment reasons. The reality is that more and more people are expected to be of value without a traditional job description or family role, like the huge number of people starting home-based businesses. People need to be more self-reliant and flexible, in other words, more resilient than ever before in modern history.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Now you will hear questions 36 through 40. 36. According to the speaker, what is resilience? Which quality would people with resilience be least likely to have? 38. What do more and more researchers believe? 39. How can resilience training help a company's profitability? 40. Why is resilience a must for people in the modern world?